USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is expressing anger over the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in federal custody. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
In a written statement from the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr is quoted as saying, "I was appalled to learn Jeffrey Epstein was found dead from an apparent suicide while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered." The press release went on, "In addition to the FBI's investigation, I have consulted with the Inspector General, who is opening an investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death. There is now a report that the 66-year-old Epstein was not on watch in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Facility."
A U.S. soldier is dead after being killed on a mission in Iraq. The U.S. military says the soldier was on a mission with Iraqi forces at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The protests are continuing this weekend in Hong Kong. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Several thousand people are continuing their protest at Hong Kong's busy international airport. They chanted slogans, set up TV sets to show video of recent protests, and handed out thousands of leaflets explaining the controversy over the proposed extradition law and demands for universal voting rights. In other districts, a group of parents staged separate marches that were approved by the police. They called for better protection for children following incidents in which ordinary people have been caught in clashes between the police and the protesters.
Turning now to the race for 2020, it seems presidential candidate Andrew Yang is getting Elon Musk's support. Yang, a former tech executive, is among more than a dozen Democratic hopefuls campaigning in Iowa on Saturday. From the Iowa State Fair, Yang tweeted that he doesn't expect voters to completely agree with him on everything, but he hopes voters will see that he's trying to solve problems. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's the author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question. And it starts with you. You have to feed yourself. So that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So you are contagious. And every day you have to understand you could be a germ or a big dose of vitamin C. I know that sounds maybe a little cheesy or corny, but it's true. And so every day when you're with your friends, when you're with your team, bring that positive energy to them and then try to create the dialogue with the team. Hey, how can we be a more positive team? How can we overcome this adversity that we're facing and be stronger together? And start asking your team some questions. Hey, how connected are we as a team? Can we become more connected? What can we do to be more connected? And you get them to participate. And as you do that, you'll build a stronger team. Thanksgiving, family events, right? You go to your family. Maybe they're more negative. My dad was a New York City cop, undercover narcotic, so he wasn't very positive. He was shot a few times. And so I found with my own family, I had to then try to transform them with positivity instead of letting their negativity affect me.
For USA Radio News,